I said that, you know how 23 is like it's always being used or something, it's always like really messed up. I said I could find out how many S meters that is and then adjust it from there.
Hey Bob, doesn't have anything to do with the channel.
Bob,
got to do with is the amount of signal you have. It measures the amount of signal. You have to get something that puts out exactly. You have to make sure it's exactly, say 5 or 6, whatever you want to set it on, 5, 6, 7. And then if your meter registers over that or under that, you just with the little screw turn it till it gets onto the 5 or whatever you're setting it at. You see?
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah?
I was talking to my brother and I said he knows how to adjust the meter. He says, you know that screw in the front? He says, the only thing that thing is for is to adjust the meter up to 0 and stand still if it's tight. He says, I don't know, it's not supposed to be tight. I think you need some kind of gauge to do it or something. The only thing I can say to you is now, when I talk to you, it's supposed to be, you say I get you a plus 10 and it should be a plus 20. So then I had 10 by that little thing to be getting everybody right.
No, it's in the back, you gotta do it. Ranger just told me how.
I know it's in the back.
Because you can see the meter adjustment back there, and he told me how to do it.
Right, that's what I said, I know it's in the back you have to adjust it.
Where are you gonna get the thing to generate the signal from?
I don't know.
I'll do it for him, I'll generate it from my set.
Hey, does Eric's father know how to adjust the meter?
Yeah.
Did he say the same thing I did?
I think so.
My brother knows how.
Signal generator.
What?
Does he have the signal generator? You know, the generator set it exactly at 5 watts?
I don't know, because like, my brother went to electronics school, and that's who told him how to do it. But I don't know if he's got a signal generator. I'll ask him. Hey, Eric, you got a generator?
No, negative. Hey, Bob. Oh, I mean, what's his name? Ranger. Ranger, well, I put my set off to 7, right? I'm setting with a full 5 watts, is that right? Ranger!
The same thing as like, setting your rig.
Hey, it's done with the signal generator, right?
And you can change it into RF modulation or, what's that other one? RF modulation and,
S meters?
Audio output, that's it. I think that's it anyway. And what it does, it just puts out a signal of a frequency. Now he goes, set your signal generator to 5 watts.
Hey, Ranger!
I don't know. Don't you set it to a certain amount and then set your S meter with it?
Who told you that?
I don't remember. I think I got it out of some stupid book or something.
Telling me it's a stupid book. You want to know how you adjust your S meter?
Sure.
What you do, 2 o'clock in the morning. No, really. 2 o'clock o'clock in the morning, this is how I did mine. Or what? There's two ways to do it. I take the better way. This is the way to do it. 2 o'clock in the morning, you wait till no one's on. All you hear is a rushing sound, the squelch all the way down. And no one's on. You set your meter to zero. Then when anyone talks, it should raise up a little bit. You have to know how to coordinate it. A lot of people don't know how to do that. The other way to do it, I mean, my gosh, you don't use a signal generator for setting up your S meter. That's way out there. What you do, you take your coax out, take your aerial off, and just set your meter to zero and put the coax back on.
How do you know if you set it too low or too high? You can set it to zero, but how do you know when it hits exactly zero?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. A lot of people tell me that's how you set your S meter up, but I don't believe them. Because you can have an absolute zero noise level 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear a nice rushing sound, but as soon as you take your coax off, you're going to still get the rushing sound, but on a lower scale, a lower volume. You're going to get your noise level real low, and just about hear anything. You still hear the rushing noise. As soon as you plug your coax in, and no one's talking, you're going to get a louder noise level, a louder rushing sound. It'll still indicate zero, but the volume would be a lot louder. Or what you do, it'll probably register one on a zero noise level. Well, we'll see, this is how I do it. I wait till late at night, no one's on. I turn the squelch down. Put the fine tuning exactly to the channel, like 14 or something like that. Like, it depends on what channel you're on. You can do it to any channel. Like, I'm on 14 now. If I were to do it tonight, I put my fine tuning exactly on 14, the receive part of it anyway, right in the middle there. And I just listen, and it set it on zero. If anyone talked, it should raise up a little bit. Sometimes when you have it set on zero, you hear someone talking, but it doesn't move the needle. That's the time when you should loosen it up.
You know, it'd be nice if they had some type of thing that you could set it exactly on, maybe 4 or so, and know that it's putting out a 4 S-unit signal and just set it up to whatever it is.
Yeah. It's
handle in 20.
It's beautiful.
It's Ranger, and I'm in Clifton.
Time for you. I'm somewhere around Clifton. I got the thing east. Yeah, you hit me with... Oh, I forgot what you're hitting me with.
Try again.
38 so far. Let me see. We got a 60 meter over here. I switch over to the 30. Right. Come on back.
Okay, is this any better?
Yeah, it hit me with about 19 and a half on the 30 meter.
What's your handle in 20?
The Shadow 7 from Northern New Jersey. Breaking and throwing one.
Hey, break it! Break it, Whitney! Break it, Whitney!
Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, are you still on? Hey, that's my fault. Can you hear me?
You can't miss my house.
That's just about all I know.
Hey, Bob, go to 11.
Those are mafia.
Hang on, G2. You went right over.
Eric. Hey, Eric. Eric.
Hey, Bob.
Eric.
What's
hey, Bob.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? I thought you had to use some kind of gauge to adjust your ass meter.
I don't know. The kid was telling me how to do it.
That guy, I don't know what he's talking about. Wait till 2 o'clock in the morning and bring it down to your noise way down to zero.
How did your brother say to do it?
Yeah, Bob, there's a kid in there and he keeps stepping on you.
Hey, Eric.
Mills.
Is it a branch of Browertown? Or is this near?
I have no idea. I don't even know my own town. I don't know Little Falls at all.
Town 40, would you just move in or what?
No, I just never cared.
How old are you?
Old enough.
Yeah, Town 40, I found it. I want to get this thing tuned up here. At some time, let me see. How about this Saturday? I'll meet you up there.
Back.
The one I see, if you have a gauge in the front and a little screw there, that would be to
set your needle down at zero, I imagine, when the set is off. Is your needle right on zero when the set is in operation?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's not your problem. I'll give you a worm.
Hey, Bob, did he tell you anything?
Yeah, he told me that the problem isn't in the front of the meter where the needle is.
Uh-huh. Who's that guy from Little Falls talking? Is that Mama Pickle's son or something?
No, the kid who was talking to me was some kid from South Jersey.
Hold on for a second, I'm going to put my headphones on, okay?
Eric?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Eric.
What, Bob? Bob.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Did you put your headphones on?
I have one right now.
All right. Eric?
Yeah.
Did you hear that kid with the reverb on the set?
Yeah, not really exactly a kid. It's more like a man. He's all over the place.
That sounded pretty good.
Doing that, I think it's a show off, I don't know.